Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Tuesday, March 9th, and actress Brittany Snow is 35 years old today. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories brought to you by Engineered Solutions of Georgia. A man was indicted for shooting a woman at Marietta's El Ranchero restaurant. A local teen is making picture books of her therapy dog to cheer up kids in hospitals. Construction has started on Kennesaw Avenue in Marietta and is expected to last 6 months. Marietta students are experiencing technical careers through an interactive workshop and a dedicated call center to help residents learn more about the COVID-19 vaccine is coming. Plus, we'll get a peek at Chairwoman Lisa Cupid's State of the County Address. Engineer Solutions of
Georgia. Hey, Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
Our top story, a Cobb County grand jury has indicted a man for allegedly shooting a woman inside a Marietta restaurant last year. December 6th of last year, 50-year-old Jose Lemus Maldonado shot and killed 43-year-old Janice Ross inside the El Ranchero restaurant at Cobb Parkway South. Ross passed away in the restaurant from the gunshot wound to the neck. Mr. Lemus Maldonado was charged with malice murder, felony murder, aggravated assault, and possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony, according to a copy of the indictment. He's been held without bond at the Cobb County Detention Center since the incident. In the aftermath of the shooting, authorities were engaged in a brief manhunt of the suspect, causing lockdowns on the campuses of Kennesaw State University and Life University, and he was eventually caught in thick brush on the KSU campus. Seventeen-year-old Tara Midha, a junior at Campbell High School, is bringing some cheer to children and seniors in medical care despite the coronavirus pandemic. Her five-year-old golden retriever, Addie, is a licensed therapy dog, and she's the dog's handler. The two used to visit the Atria Mableton Senior Living Center, where Addie had lifted people's spirits, but because of the pandemic, in-person visits became impossible. They've had Zoom meetings since then, and Tara came up with another way for Addie to make people happy. Books with photos of the dog and some of her story. She wants to send them to senior living residents and children at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta hospitals. Marietta will begin construction Monday on its Kennesaw Avenue streetscape project. The project on Kennesaw Avenue from Church Street to near Marble Hill Road will include new pedestrian crossings near St. Mary's Lane, Stewart Avenue, and Maple Avenue, brick crosswalks at some existing crossings, a median near Maple Avenue, street lights, street sign upgrades, and landscaping, city documents show. The Kennesaw Avenue improvements have $1 million budgeted with funds from the current penny sales tax and is estimated to be completed in 6 months.
Adventure Outdoors, right here in Cobb County, is not only the largest gun store in America, with over 18,000 guns in stock every day, nor is it just the home to one of the largest shooting ranges in Georgia, the Remington Range, with range memberships starting at just $25 a month. Adventure Outdoors also offers a wide variety of gun safety and firearms training courses. Whether you're considering buying your first gun or looking to expand your knowledge and improve your skills, Adventure Outdoors has the training and safety courses you need. From first-time gun owners courses to marksmanship training and everything in between, Adventure Outdoors even offers personalized one-on-one instruction. Visit Adventure Outdoors on South Cobb Drive in Smyrna or online at adventureoutdoors.us.
Credit Union of Georgia has the chance for you to win big while helping local charities. Between now and March 31st, you can be a part of the raffle happening online at cuofga.org. You can win great prizes and help local charities at the same time. Only 500 raffle tickets will be sold, so get yours from Credit Union of Georgia today. Find them online at cuofga.org. That's cuofga.org. Win great prizes and help local charities with Credit Union of Georgia.
Be Pro, Be Proud, a national organization that originated in Arkansas, highlights 15 career paths: computer programming, computer-aided design, or CAD, and computer-aided manufacturing, CAM, drafting, commercial truck driving, automation, machining, plumbing, electrical, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, diesel technicians, computer numerically controlled machine operation, construction, welding, web developing, healthcare, and medical technicians, and line workers. People can get certifications through classes at a technical school like Chattahoochee Technical College, or they can get paid training through apprenticeships. Students learn about some of the careers, average and upper end salaries, and how many of these jobs will be available in the Metro Atlanta market. Among the items coming before the Cobb County Board of Commissioners next week will be a dedicated helpline to help residents learn more about the COVID-19 vaccine. The vaccination call center has been requested by the county's Emergency Management Agency, costing at least $1.76 million and as much as $2 million. It would be established through a contract with Carisoft Technology Corporation, a Virginia-based IT provider for governments. The proposal adds that the county will need to expand its resources to coordinate distribution as the COVID-19 vaccine becomes available for more individuals. The commissioners will also vote on the allocation of over $100 million in revenue above projections from its 2016 SPLOST program. Proposals for how to spend that money, which is coming in at a healthy clip of $13.5 million per month, were laid out before the commissioners and include road resurfacing, park improvements, and renovations to the county detention center. And now let's get an update on Chairwoman Lisa Cupid's State of the County Address.
Chart Riggle is a reporter with the Marietta Daily Journal, and you saw the chairwoman give her State of the County Address today. Where was this? What was the event?
I did. So this was the Cobb Chamber of Commerce's Marquee Monday event, which they do every month and have a sort of featured keynote speaker. Earlier this year, they had Congressman Barry Loudermilk, and this one was with Chairwoman Lisa Cupid at the Roxy Theater at the Battery.
And what was the overall feeling of her address?
You know, I think a lot of it was sort of recognizing the county and, you know, everyone from employees of the county to companies to teachers, healthcare workers, sort of taking a moment, I guess, to kind of thank everyone and recognize everything they've done over the last year. And there was a lot of discussion about sort of everything the Board of Commissioners did last year in terms of pandemic relief. Obviously, that was while Chairwoman Cupid was just a commissioner. But, you know, she was involved in one of those decisions. And, yeah, so that was kind of, I would say, what the first half of her speech focused on. And then the second was her sort of laying out her agenda and her vision for her term in office. And so she focused on inclusivity, integrity, innovation, several I words that she had prepared, but inclusivity and integrity, I would say, were the big ones. So, you know, sort of broadening the scope of Cobb County to just sort of bring more people in to sort of share in the successes of the county, I would say.
Chart Riggle is a reporter at the Marietta Daily Journal, and he was at the event with Chairwoman Lisa Cupid, where she gave the State of the County Address. And how do you feel after hearing her speak? How do you feel about the near future for Cobb County?
You know, I think there were a lot of bright spots that were brought up, certainly as regards, you know, real estate, a lot of businesses. You know, there were definitely areas that she sort of touched on, like the rental assistance, the Board of Commissioners just secured, that are, you know, sort of less bright spots, but areas where the county, I think, is moving to address those. And then the other sort of big part of this ceremony was that Chairwoman Cupid is the first chairwoman in Cobb County history. And this event happened on International Women's Day. And so there was a good deal of recognition and celebration because not only is she the first woman chair, but for the first time we have an all-female county commission. We have two Black women who joined the Superior Court bench earlier this year. So it was really, that was the other part of it, was a chance to sort of recognize the contributions of all these leading women in Cobb, you know, sort of all the work that they're doing to try and get the county out of this not very pleasant last 12 months.
If you would like to find out more about this story, you can read Chart Riggle's report on mdjonline.com. Chart, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
It pays to know your doctor, it pays to know your lawyer, and more than ever, to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Glenn Drake with Drake Realty, with 7 offices in Metro Atlanta, including 2 right here in Cobb County. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They're pushing for the best price and terms for their clients. In other words, Drake Realty fights for you. And right now, with the lowest interest rates that we've seen in 30 years, now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, upgrade, downsize, or a new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Glenn Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's how the deal sets up your future.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Please like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.